I'm Terry Savelle Foy, your cheerleader of dreams. I want to talk to you about getting rid of plan B in your life. Now, let me tell you how this thought even came into my mind. I was speaking at a conference in Florida last fall, and I flew in the night before my session so I could hear Jensen Franklin speak before me. And his whole message was about get rid of plan B. And he told this fascinating true story. Listen to this. In 1853, America hosted its first World's Fair in New York City. Well, the latest, greatest inventions were being showcased there. And there was a man named Elijah Otis who pulled off one of the most remarkable stunts in sales history at the World's Fair. So let me explain. Otis was the inventor of the safety elevator brake, but he had a hard time convincing people to buy it because there were so many skeptics. So he wanted to do something drastic to prove it. So here's what he did. He built a huge platform like an elevator, and he had it lowered from the ceiling, and he stood on it. There's actually a picture of it. That's it right there. Well, he got all the attention of thousands of people, and he had a man with an axe. I just happen to have on the side of him. He had this man with the axe, and he said, "When I tell you to cut the rope," he said, "swing the axe." Well, all of a sudden, Otis screamed, "Cut the rope!" And this man with a giant axe sliced the rope in two, and the whole platform collapsed, only to be caught by the special elevator brake. Well, all the people were just like, they're gasping, you know? They thought it's gonna just crash right in front of them. But when that elevator brake caught it, suddenly Otis cried out to everybody there. He said, "All safe, ladies and gentlemen, all safe." Now that is no plan B, isn't it? It either works or it doesn't. Well, when Elijah Otis pulled off this unforgettable sales pitch, there were only a few buildings in New York City that were taller than 5 floors. And the reason was because nobody wanted to climb more than, 5 flights of stairs, but they also didn't trust the elevators back then. Well, after this stunt, in 1854, of course the rest is history, but by 1890, there were 10 buildings taller than 10 stories. By 1900, there were 65 buildings taller than 20 stories. By 1908, there were 538 buildings in New York City that qualified as skyscrapers. Isn't that amazing? See, more and more buildings got taller and taller because one man eliminated plan B and cried, "Cut the rope," right? Well, Jensen Franklin said, "Here's what I want you to see." He said the skyscrapers couldn't go as high as they wanted to go until somebody cut the rope. And as long as there's a plan B in your life, you will never go as high as God wants to take you. Now, I want to help you this week to build your faith to such a degree that there isn't a chance you would give up on what God has put in your heart to do. Now, before I share the 3 ways you do that, I want to give you a free download. This is something I had never done before, and I just had it on my heart to do it this month. I want you to get your free ticket to my annual Live Your Dreams virtual event happening at the end of April. You know, we've always sold tickets in the past 2 years that we've done it and had thousands of people from 63 nations watching. But this time we decided to offer it absolutely free so anybody can access these amazing faith teachings. It's going to be on finances, fitness, building your confidence, connecting with the right people, getting discipline in your life, and so much more. But I have 9 speakers who are very well known, experts in their field, Bob Goff, Real Talk Kim. You can see the lineup, but you get it all absolutely free. But you have to click the link in the description to get enrolled and get access to this event. So do that right now so you don't forget and you show God that you're eliminating plan B from your life. How? By building your faith, because faith comes by hearing, right? So I heard Michael Todd make this statement. He said, "When you walk in crazy faith, you burn up the backup plan." He said, "You can't go where God is calling you when you have plan B in your pocket." See, Satan is trying to weaken your faith. He's trying to weaken your resolve. He's trying to weaken your determination. He wants you to stop. He wants you to give up. He wants you to settle for plan B when he knows God has something grand for your life. I want you to settle it today. I know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to live in fear because God didn't give me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I will not give up on my dreams, right? Zig Ziglar said, "If you haven't made the commitment to your vision, When things get uncomfortable, your first thought is, how can I get out of this deal? He said, some people are as committed as a kamikaze pilot on his 39th mission. Well, how in the world do you get that kind of resolve, that faith, to not settle, especially when the dream looks bigger and further than it ever has? Three ways. Number one is you gotta guard what you hear. I just happen to have a little ear here. But listen to this. Did you know that by the time you're 17 years old, you have been told, no, you can't, an average of 150,000 times? You've heard, yes, you can, about 5,000 times. That's 30 no's for every yes. Now, that makes for a powerful belief system of, I can't do it. Vince Lombardi said, once you learn to quit, it becomes a habit. You know, I heard a story about a man who went to a fortune teller to hear what she had to say about his future. And she looked into this crystal ball and she said, you will be poor and unhappy until you're about 45 years old. He said, and then what's going to happen? She said, and then you'll get used to it. No, you got to be very selective about who you allow to speak into your life, right? Whoever has your ear has your life. So my action step is be very intentional about listening to messages that build your faith. Faith comes by hearing, right? You know, that's why I want you to get your free ticket to the Live Your Dreams Conference, because you're going to be building your faith on purpose. And that's why I ask you to subscribe to this channel, because every time you hear a faith-building message, guess what happens? Your faith gets bigger. Well, your faith is stronger today than it was yesterday just by the fact that you listened to this little video. Isn't that amazing? Now imagine doing that every single day. You would look like my ministry partner, Andrea Shaw, Miss Olympia. Check out her biceps. Spiritually speaking, that's what you'll look like. So would you subscribe to this channel real quick? You know, make a habit of building your faith and starving your fears. And I want to say thank you so much for being a subscriber. Okay, number two is guard what you see. You've got to see yourself as a champion if you're going to get rid of Plan B. You know, that's why your vision board and your vision books are so important, because we move towards what we consistently see. But you got to see yourself as a champion on the inside too. See, if you feel like quitting, remember what God has already done for you. Remember how He lifted you, how He's encouraged you. Remember how God's provided for you in the past. Remember how He's healed you, how He's favored you. Here's my action step. Don't just make a vision book or a vision board. Make an achievement book or board. Put photos of previous victories, of all the things God has done for you in the past. So why in the world wouldn't He do it again, right? Okay, number three is guard what you say. I won't say a whole lot about this other than life and death are in the power of the tongue. The dreams in your heart come to life by speaking words of life over them. You know, the Bible says that we serve a God who gives life to the dead, and He speaks of non-existent things as if they already exist. Well, I love how Joyce Meyer says, every time you speak it out, you believe it even more. T.D. Jakes says, it's not enough to see your dreams, you gotta speak to your dreams. So, you're gonna be hearing so much more about this at the Live Your Dreams virtual conference that's happening at the end of this month. Get ready to get your faith built so high that there's not a chance you would ever consider anything other than God's plan, Plan A for your life. So click the link in the description right now and get your free ticket available this week for you. I'm counting down for this event, and I'll be cheering you on to live your dreams.
Make plans now to supercharge your growth during the Live Your Dreams virtual event with Terry Savelle Foy, along with special guests Bob Goff, April Osteen Simons, Gary Cassie, Nicole Crank, Real Talk Kim, and more. It's all happening April 28th, and you don't want to miss it. So if you're ready to build your faith and get practical steps to achieve your dreams and goals, hurry over to terry.com to register for this virtual conference for free today.